From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. This week, the government may unseal its case against Dr. Bruce Ivins. The Army scientist killed himself this past week after becoming the focus of the FBI's investigation into the anthrax murders of 2001. In newly released court tapes, a therapist who was treating Ivins says he was so distressed by the possibility that he might be charged with those crimes that in one therapy session, he threatened to kill his co-workers. The therapist also told the judge that Ivins had previously tried to murder several people, in at least one case, through poisoning. NPR's David Kestenbaum has more.
The tapes obtained by the New York Times document a man who was unraveling and a therapist, Jean Dooley, scared for her life. Dooley asks the judge for a restraining order against Bruce Ivins. She says that on July 9th, Ivins came to a group therapy session extremely agitated.
He proceeded to describe to the group a very long and detailed homicidal plan and intention to that he had bought a bulletproof vest, had obtained a gun, a very detailed plan to kill his co-workers.
Dooley says that because Ivins felt he was about to be indicted on capital murder charges, he planned to go out in a blaze of glory.
The respondent has actually attempted to murder several other people, either through poisoning. He is a revenge killer.
Dooley says she contacted his attorneys and had him committed to the hospital. She says that Ivins then left threatening voicemail messages for her, and she told the judge she was scared for her life. The judge issued the restraining order. This was less than 2 weeks ago on July 24th. Colleagues and friends of Bruce Ivins interviewed yesterday said he had become noticeably disturbed under the FBI scrutiny. Jeff Adamovich worked with Ivins at the Army's Biodefense Lab at Fort Detrick, Maryland. He says Ivins was upset with how investigators treated his family, his wife, and their two children.
Bruce told me that they had been detained, all of them had been detained at different locations, his children and his wife and then himself, and they were extensively questioned, and they told his wife some and his children some disturbing things about his father being their father being a murderer and these sorts of things.
Ivins also complained that the FBI was staking out his house. Adamovich says Ivins just couldn't get past the fact that the FBI suspected him.
I think simply Bruce was a high-strung person and very sensitive, and this pressure was simply just adding to his depression and, that ultimately caused him to kill himself.
Adamovich said he couldn't imagine Ivins being behind the anthrax attacks, and he wanted the FBI to offer some evidence, some motive, or forensics linking the spores specifically to him. Another former colleague of Ivins, Russell Byrne, also doubted Ivins was the anthrax killer. He wondered why, if the FBI knew Ivins had done it, they hadn't just arrested him. Some news reports indicate investigators told Ivins they were going to charge him with the anthrax killings.
You don't get save-the-date cards for you're going to be arrested for capital murder from the FBI because anybody would be considered a flight risk. That just sounded puzzling to me, but I don't do law enforcement.
Byrne said in the past couple weeks he had seen Ivins at church. As always, Ivins was playing music as part of the service, but he seemed unusually withdrawn.
Deep in my heart, I won't believe he had anything to do with it until I see him in the afterlife and he says, "Yeah, I did it, Russ." That's the only way I'm really going to believe it deep in my heart. That's the truth.
Is there anything else you want to say?
No, that's about it.
The FBI has indicated it may release details of its case against Bruce Ivins, perhaps within the week. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.